Perdana Podcast, International Relations. In this Tun Talks podcast, Dr. Mahathir describes how Malaysia, upon achieving independence, joined the British Commonwealth and became part of the Western Bloc. When Tun Abdul Razak became the Prime Minister, we began to see a shift towards the non-aligned movement. And when Dr. Mahathir came onto the scene, Malaysia's priority became ASEAN, followed by the poorer, developing countries of the world.
Now, as we all know, Malaysia was once a British colony. The British colonial office controlled us fully. And of course, the area that they were most responsible for was the area of foreign relations. Therefore, before independence, we had really no knowledge about our foreign relations. And we did not quite know how to position ourselves when we attained independence. Like most people, we seek comfort. And we found comfort in staying with the people we know. And the people we knew at that time were the British. Therefore, initially when Malaysia became independent, we position ourselves as a member of the British Commonwealth. Since the British were a member of this Western group of countries, as opposed to the Eastern group headed by the Soviet Union, we were linked to this Western group of countries. And we reject the Eastern Bloc. I must admit that Malaysia had good reason for rejecting the Eastern Bloc. At that time, at the time of independence in 1957, we had a communist uprising in Malaysia. And the guerrillas were supporters of the Eastern Bloc. And they wanted to overthrow the government by force of arms. So that was our position when we became independent. And we continued to have this affiliation, this association with the Western Bloc for a long period of time, especially during the lengthy premiership of Tunku Abdul Rahman. Now the Tunku, as you know, feels very comfortable with the British, having been educated in England, and he felt he could get on with the British much more than he could get on with Russians and people like that. So our foreign policy at that time was very pro-Western. That was Malaysia's position then, that we were a part of the Western Bloc. We went so far, of course, as to support the Americans in Vietnam. We believed fervently at that time in the domino theory, that if Vietnam were to fall to the communists, then there will be a spread of communism throughout Southeast Asia. So we felt ourselves threatened by the communists, and we wanted to be helped or to associate ourselves with those who are anti-communists. We were people of the West. That was the situation that Tun Razak inherited. Malaysia was positioned as one of the extension of the Western Bloc. However, Tun Razak had other ideas. He decided that our relation, our position in the world should not be based on ideological affiliations. Countries may have different ideologies, but we can still be friendly with them. And it was Tun Razak who decided that instead of belonging entirely to the Western Bloc, Malaysia should be friendly with every country wishing to be friendly with it. Now this is a radical change from the years of the Tunku when Malaysia was just part of the Western Bloc. Now there are elements of non-alignment in the positioning of Malaysia. He wanted Malaysia to become a neutral country, a non-aligned country. And so you see Tun Razak visiting Russia and also China. And slowly Malaysia became more and more non-aligned. Of course, Tun Razak was not Prime Minister for a very long time. Tun Razak was succeeded by Tun Hussein. Unfortunately, Tun Hussein did not stay very long. He did not modify Tun Razak's foreign policy and positioning itself in the world. Then, of course, I came on the scene. And when I came on the scene, I thought that we should be non-aligned, but maybe slightly critical of the West. So there is a slight shift when I took over. Malaysia decided that its first priority would be ASEAN, the countries around Malaysia, because these countries are obviously important to us. After the ASEAN countries was decided that among the countries which we should be friendly with, countries like Tonga, Fiji, Samoa, we want to show that we are not going to make friends only with countries which would be able to give us aid, for example. We need to be friendly with everyone, and that is why among the first visits I made after visiting ASEAN countries was to go to Samoa, to Tonga, and to Fiji. Clearly now, our position in the world is that we are beginning to work more and more closely with third world countries. Our priority is not the rich, the powerful, but the poor, the third world, so to speak. And later on, of course, after we brought a lot of their diplomats and there are people to be trained in Malaysia, our people find easy entry to their countries. Whenever we go to these countries, doors open very easily. We have only to say we are from Malaysia, and they will respond, look, I was trained in Malaysia. I went to the this institution for administration and diplomacy that we have here. Today, Malaysia can go into this country and do business in this country. Petronas, for example, is very well received and has been given a lot of oil concessions. That is why Petronas is different from other national oil companies. Other national oil companies confine themselves to their own country, but Petronas has become, in a way, a multinational. And that is because we make an effort to be friendly to poor countries. These countries are poor not because they are really poor. They have huge resources. Unfortunately, they don't have the capacity to exploit their resources, and therefore they remain very poor. One of the best examples is Chad, which was a very poor country. Today, Chad is producing petrol, and Petronas is there helping Chad to produce petrol and enriching Chad. The same with Sudan. This country has managed to grow over the years and has become economically strong as to be able to stand on its own feet and to thumb its nose, literally, at the big powers. That is why, by positioning ourselves as non-aligned, as closer to the poor countries, we have been able to truly become neutral. To be able to stand up and tell people, look, you are wrong. We don't care if you are a giant and we are midgets, but we want to tell you that you are wrong. That has given us a lot of credibility in the world. People cannot understand how does Malaysia criticize these countries and yet attract investments to Malaysia. It is a little kind of juggling trick that you have to learn, but it is possible. So that is the position, the movement of Malaysia in the international arena. And I think we have not done too badly. That is, of course, until 2003.